Blog Talk Radio.
WWNN, Pompano Beach. AM 1470, with even more information you can use. Get a daily checkup on your financial matters. Join Bob Diamond, Michael Stern, and Newbridge Securities for A Diamond in the Rough, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at 3 p.m. Only on WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network.
The odds of a young girl being discovered by an industry insider while singing to herself pumping gas? 1 in 300 million. The odds of the daughter of a clergyman from Severn, Maryland spending 11 weeks at number 1 on the U.S. singles charts? 1 in 19 million. The odds of going on to win 6 Grammy Awards? 1 in 1.4 million. The odds of selling over 40 million records? 1 and 800,000. And the odds of this musician and performer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 150. I'm Toni Braxton, and I encourage you to learn the signs of autism at autismspeaks.org. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen.
Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
AM 1470 WNN is now the Health and Wealth Network, featuring more of the information you're looking for. Join us for the best health programs every day. Then, in late afternoons and evenings, tune in for more information for your financial success. Only on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network. The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Holistic Health Magazine Show, brought to you by Holistic Health Magazine, South Florida's leading publication for alternative health, holistic addiction recovery, and elevating your mind, body, and spirit. If you have any questions about the broadcast, or to subscribe to Holistic Health Magazine, call toll-free 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or go online to holistichealthmagazine.com. Now, today's show.
Today's show, this is Holistic Health Magazine Radio Show, and it's all about Ask Christy today, and she's going to be on here in a minute, and we want to, of course, come to you live from the place of WNN 1470 AM, which is the home of Holistic Health Magazine, and we're being streamlined right now at www.holistichealthmagazine.com, and we are now being streamlined today for the first time live with Ask Christy on blogtalkradio.com/holistichealthtalk. And, of course, Blog Talk Radio is out of London, England. They've been around about 7 years and about four million different listeners around the world. And we want to welcome, of course, all of our listeners from everywhere that they might be hanging out at. Holistic Health Magazine is a monthly periodical, and this month's issue, July issue, is out on the stands. And we ask you to go to holistichealthmagazine.com, and you can order a subscription, or most importantly, you can read some of the information there on the new issue. I want to take this time to thank the supporters of this broadcast, and that would be Healthy Indoor Air. And Healthy Indoor Air, of course, can be checked out at healthyindoorairllc.com, and also novolife.net. They're both our sponsors for today's show, and we want to thank them for their sponsorship so that way we can make this possible to educate people and to help people that might be out there. What I'm going to do now is, how you doing today, Christy? You having a good day?
I'm doing great, John. How about yourself?
It's a beautiful day. Anytime I'm above dirt, it's a beautiful day. Well, listen, I'm going to turn the show over to Christy. You guys have a beautiful day. Enjoy. You can call in live at 888-565-1470. We're going to look forward to having a great show.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Ask Christy Show. This is Christy Summers. As you know, I've been on this show. I started this show about 3 weeks ago, and every week on this show, I will be discussing and hopefully answering questions from all of you out there that have any problems, concerns, questions in regard to relationships. Each week, I'm going to talk about a new topic. Last week, we talked about dating, healthy dating, and unhealthy dating. This week, I'm going to turn to a much more difficult topic, a very difficult issue. We're going to talk about ending relationships. And I want to just give the call-in number up front because I really, for this show to be what I'd really like it to be, I'd really like to be able to answer your calls. I'd like you to call in and see what I can do for you. So the number is 888-565-1470. And I would appreciate any calls. There's no question that's not important. You can ask me anything in the area of relationships. And I guess before I talk about healthy ways to end relationships, I wanna say this first. I'm a clinical social worker, which means I believe in relationships working out. I only believe that people get to a place to where maybe they have to end the relationship if one of the parties or one of the people involved in the relationship is unwilling to get help or to get better or has some reason that they cannot participate in changing in the relationship. Because if you're out there listening and you're in a relationship that even sounds similar to what I'm going to be discussing today, but your partner is willing to get help, my first choice would be to have you go see a marital counselor, a couples counselor, and try to work through that issue. And it's really important that I say that because a lot of people today, you know, you can look at the divorce rate and you can see that most people are ready to bail so quick, it's not even funny. People think that relationships are about fun, and when relationships get serious, it's time to bail, it's time to go. And you know what? Relationships, healthy ones, are about work. They're about going through speed bumps. They're about, yeah, having awesome, comfortable times, but about working through things when times are difficult. And most of us like to bail when times are difficult. Anyway, I'm going to start with a little story about a woman. This woman I knew about 4 years ago. This was a beautiful woman. She was educated, PhD from Harvard, beautiful to look at, the president of a bank. Anybody who ever saw this woman or knew this woman thought that this woman was perfect, that her life must be like a fairy tale. And she carried herself like everything was perfect. But I knew this woman a little better than anybody at her job did. And I knew that this woman came home to a house with a husband who was on drugs, a husband that when she walked in at nighttime, he'd be laying on the floor, either passed out from too many pills or too much alcohol, and that this woman on a nightly basis would clean her husband off, pick him up, and put him into bed. Some nights he had to go to the emergency room. Some nights she had to take him to detox. Eventually, this woman got to a point to where she was so worried and so anxious all the time that she herself had to start taking tranquilizers just to function at her job. Because as she was at her job, she was thinking about him and what was happening to him and what was he doing and was he taking too much. And slowly this woman was dying inside. And the day came when she woke up and she couldn't go to her job anymore. She just couldn't get herself out of bed because the depression and the hopelessness and the fatigue of her situation with her husband became unbearable. And about a week later, so I heard, this woman came home from the grocery store one night only to find her husband once again laying on the floor with a needle in his arm, passed out or OD'd. And this woman went into the bathroom and blew her brains out. And that is the story of this woman. And that is the person that I'm speaking to out there today on the radio. And maybe your case is not as severe as that. You know, maybe your relationship is not as dysfunctional as what I described. But I'm going to ask you all out there as I go through what is an unhealthy relationship and what does that look like, to be honest with yourself. Because this woman that I told you about, she was in so much denial, and nobody around her could see how much suffering she had going on inside. And if that's you out there, that you smile at work and you look all pretty and everybody thinks you're so happy, try to be real. Try to reach out to people and tell them what you're really feeling and what's really going on out there. I'm going to talk a little bit about how do we define, if we're in an unhealthy relationship, how do we honestly look at ourselves and say, you know what, okay, I need help or I need to get out. And this is a test that I have on my website. And what I do is I ask you, if you answer yes to at least one or two of these questions, then you might relate to thinking about trying to get some counseling or getting some help for your problem and realizing that your relationship problems are maybe more serious. And here's some of the symptoms, okay? Number one, do you feel obsessed and anxious when you don't hear from him or her, followed by relief and euphoria when he or her finally contacts you? You know, do you get that intoxicating high feeling when she or he finally calls, but you feel horrible and can't function till the phone rings? Do you have a history of dating people who have serious problems and that are emotionally or physically some way unavailable? Do you physically become uncomfortable when you think about ending the relationship that you're in right now? Do you get anxious? Do you get sick to your stomach? Do you have any physical symptoms? Do you check his phone, her phone, his emails, his Facebook, her Facebook, trying to find out or to attempt to find out where your partner is at any given moment or what they're doing or who they're calling? Be honest. I know this is really a tough one. Do you keep hoping and praying that one day he or she is going to change and you're going to live happily ever after? Were at least one of your parents alcoholic or addict or had some type of serious problem, and that you learned growing up to take care of one of them or to see your mother or your father take care of them? Do you compromise your own values to stay in your relationship? Meaning, maybe you want children and she doesn't. Maybe you want marriage and he's a commitment phobic. There are lots of things we can compromise, but when we compromise our own values, it makes it very difficult for us. Do you sometimes cancel work or other activities or plans just because you're so upset about him? And yes, this probably applies more to women, but I'm sure some of you men do it. Do you constantly talk about him on the phone? Do your friends tell you, you know what, all you do is always talk about him. That's all I hear is him, 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 him. And the last one is, do you feel needy and insecure in your relationship? We're going to go to a break for a minute, and I'm going to come right back, and I hope all my listeners will return with me.
A message about effective air cleaning from Healthy Indoor Air, LLC. Did you know that more than 50% of all households have at least one family member who struggles with some type of breathing problem? Most of these problems can be improved by simply improving the quality of the air being breathed. Did you also know that you fill your lungs more than 20,000 times a day? So the cleanliness of the air you breathe is vital. Now, what makes an effective air cleaner? Well, that depends on the pollutant. Once you've narrowed down the pollutants, you can decide which healthy indoor air machine will work best for you. You could be having problems with dust, dander, pollen, spores, even molds, viruses, or bacteria. The best idea is to call Healthy Indoor Air, LLC. Call Mark today to find out what's best for your home. You can call toll-free at 866-332-7247. That's 866-332-7247. Or go online to healthyindoorairllc.com. And remember, a truly clean house is one you can breathe in. Don't waste another minute. Call Healthy Indoor Air, LLC right now. Call toll-free, 866-332-7247. That's 866-332-7247. 7247 or go online to Healthy Indoor Air LLC. The call is worth every breath. The Palm Beach Holistic Center's team of experienced practitioners offers a wide range of techniques to heal your mind, body, and spirit. Dr. Bruce Berman, a board-certified physician, specializes in relieving menopause, depression, anxiety, and mood swings through the use of bioidentical hormone treatments for both men and women. Dr. Berman uses intravenous vitamin therapy and intravenous chelation for heavy metal detoxification. The Palm Beach Holistic Center also provides acupuncture, cranial sacral therapy, lymphatic drainage treatments, and deep tissue massage. They have a certified success coach, yoga therapist, and licensed psychotherapist on staff to support your emotional and spiritual needs. The Nutrition Center carries top-of-the-line professional and therapeutic-grade vitamins, supplements, and herbs that are below retail prices, plus professional lines that are potent, easily digestible, and highly absorbable. Take an additional 20% off already discounted prices through March. Come today for your free holistic MD-supervised personal supplement program. Visit online at palmbeachholistic.com. Palm Beach Holistic and Nutrition Center, located 3 miles east of I-95 on the north side of Indian Town Road in the Jupiter Professional Building. The Palm Beach Holistic Center in Jupiter, where hope and healing happens. Your smile is a sign of happiness and good health. And if you need to improve your smile, you need to visit Florida Dental Spa in Lighthouse Point. Dr. Gregory Gersten and his staff will introduce you to the latest metal-free, plaque-resistant porcelain restorations that will save you time and more of your original teeth, even making your teeth stronger and more beautiful than before. And Florida Dental Spa is a full-service spa. Don't forget to ask about Lumineers, Botox, and Juvederm for correction of facial wrinkles and folds. A new you is just a phone call away. Florida Dental Spa in the Venetian Isles Plaza at Sample and Federal in Lighthouse Point. Call 954-971-7778. Online at fldentalspa.com. You are invited to get interactive with the Holistic Health Magazine Show. Email your questions and comments to info at holistichealthmagazine.com. That's info at holistichealthmagazine.com. Now, back to today's show.
Hi, welcome back to the Ask Christy Show. Our topic today is on ending relationships, and I think we're going to go to a call right now. Hello, Maureen. What can I do for you today?
Hi, Christy. I was calling because I was just listening to what you had to say, and I can totally relate to your friend that what she was going through, because I did the same thing a zillion billion times, and I just want to let people know that they can end a relationship. But
awesome.
You don't have to stop loving or caring for that person, but that relationship is toxic. It's just not good. It's not healthy, and you have to move on.
Awesome, Maureen. So I'm getting a call about hope. So do you mind giving our listeners, tell us a little bit about how you did it and what kind of relationship it was? Because this is the stuff we need to hear. It's how you do get out of them.
It was a love-hate relationship. I love this person. I still love this person. But finally, I reached a point where I just could not, I couldn't do it anymore. Just like your friend, I just couldn't do it. I was totally drained. I couldn't ride that roller coaster. Like, okay, then he's good for a little while, and then bad again, and just up and down, up and down. It was taking a toll on myself, and I just had to tell myself that there's more to life than living like this.
Awesome.
And you know, it doesn't even necessarily have to be with another person. As you know, you could be happy with you, and that's where it all begins. You have to be happy with yourself.
Beautiful, beautiful. And you know what? Everything you said, I'm really glad that you called, and I hope our listeners hear that, because you're absolutely right. In the end, it all begins with what's lacking and what's missing in our relationship with ourselves, because that's the real problem. It doesn't matter what we look like. It doesn't matter how smart we are. It doesn't matter any of that stuff on the outside. The choices we make of why we stay in unhealthy relationships are about whatever is missing and incomplete and lacking inside ourselves. And you just did a beautiful job of not only telling us how you got out of the relationship, but also how you knew that you had to spend some time filling yourself back up before you were ready to go back out there. So I thank you so much, Maureen, for calling.
Sure. Thank you, Christy.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye. We're going to take another call. Hi, this is Christy. Can I help you? Rachel. We have
Hi,
Rachel on the phone. Hi, Rachel. How are you? What can I do for you today?
Well, I was calling. I know that you were talking about some other things that create difficulties in relationships, but one of the things that, and I've had it happen to friends this week, and I know a lot of people are going through this now, and nobody really knows what to do, which is they've had good, strong relationships and friendships, and now with the problem with money and people losing jobs, everything seems to be falling apart. You know, marriages, friendships, and nobody really talks about that or how you deal with it. Everybody just goes their separate ways.
So you're talking about the financial, the economic stress that's hitting friendships and relationships. And
I know somebody this week, you know, his wife left him because he lost his job 4 months ago, and he's looking for work, and he just can't find anything.
Absolutely, and the state of all the economic problems right now. And, you know, one of the biggest things, I think it's the number one stressor in all marriages, is finance. Until maybe about four years ago, where the number one stressor became the Internet, believe it or not, on marriages. But now we are probably absolutely back to finances. And stress of any type, but especially financial stress, can destroy a relationship. And what people have to do during this time, because it is so difficult and so many people are struggling with those financial issues, is that they have to renew their relationship. They have to bond even more, you know, whether they go to counseling and remember, you know, what's most important to them is that bond and it is that relationship, not the money, not all the things that they used to be able to do, because we get our priorities, you know, so out of whack, and we have to remember, you know, what truly is important to us and what really makes us happy.
That's a great point.
And
I think we forget that these days.
Yes, we absolutely forget that because we look to the things outside that we could buy ourselves and go and the places and the clothes. And I really think in our country it's a great opportunity for us to maybe get back into relationships and spending time together rather than be out there buying and shopping and doing all the things that we are all guilty of doing in times, you know, when we have this abundance of money. Thank you for calling, Rachel, and what a great point to make on the radio. I hope I helped you and your friends out some.
Good, thanks.
All right, sweetie.
Bye.
Bye. What a great point, the stress that comes into our relationships. And I want to get back just for a few minutes to the story that I read earlier about the woman who, you know, had a big job and was educated and beautiful, and her husband was an addict and an alcoholic, and eventually she blew her brains out. And I want to get back to this point because I want to bring it home to the fact, why would a woman with all this going for her, or a man, because this could be a man, it's just as much as this could be a woman, it could be a man, get so far to this point in a relationship that she would do that to herself? She knows, he knows, they deserve better, but what would it take for somebody to get to that place? And it seems to some people so confusing. I'm sure people were telling this woman that were close to her, you're crazy. Why would you stay with somebody like this? You deserve so much better. You know, and it only brings home and brings us back to the place to where we go towards what is familiar to us in our life. And if in our past it was familiar, and I would bet that this woman had a husband who had a father who was an alcoholic or an addict, or a mother who was an alcoholic or an addict, that we repeat those same patterns from our childhood over and over again. It doesn't matter intellectually how bright we are, how attractive we are, how much we have going for us. What matters is that we go for the familiar. You know, and it's amazing to me in schools because, you know, they teach you English and they teach you reading. But you know what? Nobody ever teaches us how to have relationships. And unfortunately, the only experience we have in learning how to have a relationship is in our families and how we saw our parents cope. And I know that's not always such a great idea, the way your parents cope. You know, so we're gonna go towards assuming that anybody out there now that's listening to the show is really willing and ready, has identified that they're in a relationship that, yeah, maybe they need to end. And how do you do that? Because there is a right way and a wrong way to end a relationship. Okay, so if you're really, really willing, and I mean really willing, change your phone number. Oh, I know that's a hard one. Nobody ever likes to hear that. Okay, another one, don't listen to their messages when they call you or they text you. Another really, really hard one. Now, why am I saying these things? I'm saying these things because any little bit of contact that you might have with them after you've ended it brings it up all over again, and it's like starting all over again. And if you're honest with yourself, most of you know that. The minute you hear her voice, the minute you hear his voice, that's it. It's on again. Correct? I bet. Okay, get all your things right when you end it. And so you have no excuse, oh, I have to go to your house to pick these up, or I have to come over because I left a belt there. Make sure you collect all your items, give him back all his items before you get to a place to where you're say it's over. Leave no loose ends. You know, I want to just say that one of the things that makes it very difficult to end these relationships and to end them the way I'm talking about, which is total abstinence, just cutting them off completely, is because your heart is attached to the person. And you have to realize that every time you try to end a relationship where there's feelings involved and your heart is involved, that there's a certain period of time that has to go by for your heart to be able to heal and to mend. And every time you have contact with that person that you're trying to let go of, your heart is getting excited and opening up all over again. That's why I know it's difficult that you have to break it completely, but that's the purpose of breaking it, because your heart needs time to heal. We are going to go to a commercial break, and we will be back in a couple of minutes.
A message about effective air cleaning from Healthy Indoor Air, LLC. Did you know that more than 50% of all households have at least one family member who struggles with some type of breathing problem? Most of these problems can be improved by simply improving the quality of the air being breathed. Did you also know that you fill your lungs more than 20,000 times a day? So the cleanliness of the air you breathe is vital. Now, what makes an effective air cleaner? Well, that depends on the pollutants. Once you've narrowed down the pollutants, you can decide which healthy indoor air machine will work best for you. You could be having problems with dust, dander, pollen, spores, even molds, viruses, or bacteria. The best idea is to call Healthy Indoor Air, LLC. Call Mark today to find out what's best for your home. You can call toll-free at 866-332-7247. That's 866-332-7247. Or go online to healthyindoorairllc.com. And remember, a truly clean house is one you can breathe in. Don't waste another minute. Call Healthy Indoor Air, LLC right now. Call toll-free, 866-332-7247. That's 866-332-7247. Or go online to Healthy Indoor Air, LLC. The call is worth every breath. Paradise is closer than you think. In fact, it's just around the corner at the Ocean Sands Resort and Spa in Boca Raton. Discover one of South Florida's finest oceanfront resorts. The Ocean Sands Resort and Spa offers a unique mix of opulence and warmth. Tempt your senses with resort dining, a spa and fitness center, and sparkling oceanfront pools and a resort lounge. Plus, take advantage of group packages for fitness and wellness retreats. Paradise is here. All you have to do is make the call. Call 954-590-1024. The Ocean Sands Resort and Spa. 954-590-1024. Online at theoceansandsresortandspa.com.
I want to let you know about something I recently discovered. It's called the Sound Pillow. The Sound Pillow is a standard twin-size pillow with two stereo speakers buried deep within a plush hypoallergenic pillow. And what it does is pretty cool. It can put you in a state of total relaxation, You plug the sound pillow into any MP3, CD player, iPod, or other personal listening device with a standard headphone jack. Turn on your favorite meditation music, nature sounds, hypnosis, or self-help CD, whatever you choose. Then lay back and let go. The Sound Pillow stereo sound will surround your head with the perfect combination of your sounds, and the Sound Pillow will relax the mind and body. And no, you can't feel the speakers. Check out the pillow at soundpillow.com or call toll-free 877-846-6488. With Sound Pillow, sleep never sounded so good.
Delray Recovery Center specializes in high-quality, intensive, outpatient alcohol and drug treatment at affordable prices to those who can't afford to miss work or school, but recognize the need for a substance abuse counseling. The program is individualized on an outpatient basis, specializing in relapse prevention, family issues, holistic therapy, 12-step workshops, as well as life skills, codependency, mediation, yoga, and acupuncture. Take the first step in changing your life and call the Delray Recovery Center today. Call toll-free 866-830-3211. That's 866-830-3211. Located at 701 Southeast 6th Avenue, Suite 201 in downtown Delray Beach. Call 866-830-3211 or go online to DelrayRecoveryCenter.com. You are invited to get interactive with the Holistic Health Magazine show. Email your questions and comments to info@HolisticHealthMagazine.com. That's info@HolisticHealthMagazine.com. Now, back to today's show.
Hi, this is the Ask Christy Show, and this is Christy Summers. I have the lines open, and I'd be glad to answer any of your calls regarding relationships. The call number is 888-565-1470. Would appreciate any questions, or if you just want to share with us that you relate to what's going on in the show. Today's show is on ending relationships. I've also pointed out at the beginning of the show that this is for people who are in relationships where one partner is not willing to get better or not willing to change. I don't advocate that people end relationships if both people want to get better. I do prefer that people go to marital counseling and work on their relationship. But in some relationships, one person is just not willing to get better, and you do have to end it. And my goal here today is to give you some clear advice on how to end relationships and make them over. Because how many of you have friends, okay, that say, oh, I broke up with him. 2 weeks later, you laugh because you know 2 weeks later they'll be back together. And a month later, you know they'll be back together again. And you eventually get sick of talking to these people because you know, hey, they're never going to break up. Okay, that is not ending relationships. That is going in and out of pain. Okay, ending relationships is when there's a clear ending. There's closure where you tell the person, this is goodbye. I will not call you. I will not talk to you again. I will not send you birthday cards. And if you call me and if you try to contact me, I will not return your calls, nor will I send you anything, nor will I have any more contact with you, no matter when you contact me. That is a clear ending. Another part of a clear ending is, no, we cannot be friends. Being friends is just a way of staying connected in the relationship that we tell ourselves and rationalize to ourselves, oh, well, we'll just be friends. Friends do not work. So if you're telling yourself that, that is just another lie that you tell yourself, which we will get to. At the end of this show, I'm going to go through some lies that we all tell ourselves about the relationships that we're in. So the most important question I have to ask you is, are you ready to end it? If you are not ready, I don't know what it's going to take or what will be your bottom or how many more years you want to give him or her. You know, my therapist kind of put it like this to me. He's like, Christy, how many years have you spent thinking about so-and-so? Like, how many years? That floored me. When I thought about how much time I spent thinking of how I was going to change this man who did not want to change, that I was in a relationship, I realized I had lost a decade thinking about somebody who didn't want to get better. And you know what? That was my bottom. That was when I finally looked at it and I said, you know what? What about me? You know, what about Christy? And I'm talking to you guys out there. What about you? I bet you many of you out there are sitting there right now listening saying, oh, my gosh, I've been thinking about this person. I've been thinking about how to fix it. I've been thinking about if they really love me. Do you think about you? Because you know what? In the end, that's all that matters. And that's our problem, is that we don't think about us. You know, and another thing that I had to realize when I was ready to get better and end this pattern and get out of my unhealthy relationship, I had to realize that it wasn't Bob or Eric or John that was the problem. It was me. It was me. I had the problem. My problem was that I didn't have the confidence and the self-esteem and the self-love to be able to get myself out of relationships that weren't good for me. That was the real problem. And that was what I had to do. So I went through a place called withdrawal. And withdrawal is that feeling that whenever you try to end the relationship and 2 days go by, and you start to get anxious, and you start to get obsessed, and you start to feel uncomfortable, and what do? You just eventually you have to pick up the phone, okay? You don't have to pick up the phone. You might feel like you're going to die, but you're not going to die. Because every time you pick up that phone and you call her or you call him, once again, you start back over to day one. And this is the truth. I'm writing a book called I'm Dying to Leave. It's going to be out in 3 months, and I've pretty much got it down to a science. There's 30 days hard pain when you end a relationship. If you do not contact her or him and you can make it 30 days, yes, you're going to be in pain those 30 days, but with no contact, it'll get so much easier. 90 days, you'll be over it. And that's if you follow the rules that I'm setting for you and if you have absolutely no contact. I see we have a caller, so we're going to go to that right now. Hi, Deborah. How can I help you today?
Yes, I'm interested. I have a situation that I've been dating this guy and basically living with him for the last 10 years. But he keeps coming back, and I kind of want to break it off, but I'm addicted to him, and he keeps coming back, and I keep breaking down. I keep going back to him.
Wow. Now, is he addicted to anything? I hear you're addicted to him. Is he addicted to anything?
Not that I know of, except this relationship.
Now, what is it about the relationship, about him, actually, that you feel you need to end this relationship for? What does he do that, you know, upsets you or bothers you to the point of you feeling you need to end it?
Well, first of all, he speaks down to me, and he makes me feel like I have no worth. And
okay.
Yet the same token, I care for him.
Okay. And you've been with him how long?
10 years.
Okay, so let me ask, so he's verbally abusive or condescending and intimidating or belittling is what you're saying.
That's correct.
Now, would he be willing to go to counseling?
He's a male. I don't think he'll be interested in that.
Some men will be if you give them an ultimatum and you say, look, it's either me and us, we either break up or you go to counseling. You'd be surprised what some men are willing to do. Have you ever asked him to go?
I've alluded to it, but he has not been open or receptive to that
okay.
idea.
So let me ask you a big question. How do you feel every morning when you wake up?
It's another day.
Yeah. So just trying to get by, huh?
That's correct.
Yeah. Do you ever think of what it'd be like if you actually were able to leave him, what your life would be like?
It'd be difficult because he's a major support financially, and, you know, he makes more money than I do, and basically he keeps me well in that I have what I want, but other than that, it's not. There's no relationship whatsoever. He's not on my behalf.
And you know what? The things that I just asked you and the excuses, forgive me, that you just told me, you know, that he makes more money than you and, you know, you really need him, are really just keeping you stuck in that relationship and from being happy, because the truth is that you are enough. And that you could make it on your own without this man. And every woman in your position tells herself the same lies, that it's money, the kids, or whatever the reason is. And really all it is fear of being alone and getting out there and trying to make it on your own. And I guess what I would suggest, you know, if you're ready to, because listen, life is not a dress rehearsal. If we're walking around unhappy every day, we're not getting this time back. We're just getting older. Maybe get a therapist, you know, get a therapist that understands relationship addiction, codependency, and try to see if she could help you work through some of this stuff so that you could get to a place to where you could walk away. You know, God wants to bring you that special man, that prince in your life, but if you're still stuck in a relationship with somebody who doesn't meet your needs and you're unhappy with, you're never going to get what he's trying to give you.
The thing is, dating scene is so difficult, so I prefer having someone that I know rather than someone that I don't know and getting the same relationship. So there again, the dating scene is very difficult as well.
The dating scene is very difficult, but what you're doing right now is gut-wrenching and horrible. So I'm not going to minimize the dating scene, but let me tell you something. Being alone would be happier than being in a bad relationship. I learned that a long time ago. No relationship is better than a bad one. You are so stuck in the pain right now that you can't see that there's any way out. That's why a good therapist could really help you get to that place to where you could take somebody else's advice and take a little baby step out of there. So if you would you make a commitment to me that you'll try to call a therapist and get some help and at least talk to somebody?
Well, at my job, they do have an EAP program, so that's something I might definitely look into.
All right, sweetie. I helped you out today, and good luck in finding somebody, okay?
I greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Hello, this is Christy. Can I help you?
Hey, Christy. This is Lauren in Miami.
Hello, Lauren in Miami. What can I do for you today?
Well, first of all, your program is extremely informative, and I think that for many of us that are in relationships, I think a lot of people have been in some form of an addictive relationship in one way or another, even married. I'm married. And to the caller that just called in, the young lady that you just spoke to, I couldn't agree with you more. For her to take a stand and to, tell her boyfriend of 10 years that enough is enough. And when she turns her back, regardless of the money, regardless of the situation, I think she'd be so much happier taking that stance. I have a marriage, and I have a lot to lose. And I did, and went into the counseling, and it's really helped. I mean, I basically gave him an ultimatum, scared to death, not sure which way it was going to go. And he realized that I was serious about it, and I just think that she is hopefully going to get that treatment that you suggested, because her life is certainly more valuable than the sickness of the relationship she's in.
Wow, Lauren, it's really great to have. This is my second call today from somebody who's talking about getting better and, like, going through it and coming out the other side. I mean, you said that so beautifully. You could be my co-host on the show. Thank you so much.
Well, we're big fans of yours, Christy, a lot of us. There's a lot of folks that know you, and we're just delighted that you're finally spreading what we know about you to the public so that they can tap into your wisdom.
Thank you so much, Lauren, and thank you for so much calling and giving a message of hope, and I do appreciate the call.
Okay, Christy. Thank you, honey.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to spend a little bit of time talking about, and this might sound a little funny, but it's not actually funny, things to do when you break up with him. Things not to do when you break up with him. Sorry. Okay. Call his friends and ask how he is doing. No, you don't call his friends when you break up. Call his mother because it's her birthday. Go to places where you know he or she might be just because you want to hang out or just because you like the food, when you know darn well that you're going there to absolutely run into him, and your friends know it too when you get all dressed up in your best clothes. Things not to do. Call his number and hang up on him when he answers. That's like second grade stuff. And I know some of us do it at 50, but really, it's not cool. Send him a card because it's Columbus Day. Drop his stuff off in front of his house and then honk your horn. Actually, I just added honk your horn. Check his Facebook, MySpace, every day to see who his new buddies are. Send him a goodbye letter where you just blast him and tell him how much you hate him. And this could be her, so let me just say this could be her. Call her in a week and tell her you're over her, so now you could be friends, which is baloney. Get all dressed up and go to a place where you know she is, so she can see you're looking good now that you're broke up. drive by his house every day after work just so you can see who's parked in his driveway. Have I embarrassed anybody? If you are over 20 and you're doing any of these things, you are actually probably between the ages of 13 and 20. So grow up. Anyway, we're going to take a break for a minute. I will be right back.
A message about effective air cleaning from Healthy Indoor Air, LLC. Did you know that more than 50% of all households have at least one family member who struggles with some type of breathing problem? Most of these problems can be improved by simply improving the quality of the air being breathed. Did you also know that you fill your lungs more than 20,000 times a day? So the cleanliness of the air you breathe is vital. Now, what makes an effective air cleaner? Well, that depends on the pollutants. Once you've narrowed down the pollutants, you can decide which healthy indoor air machine will work best for you. You could be having problems with dust, dander, pollen, spores, even molds, viruses, or bacteria. The best idea is to call Healthy Indoor Air, LLC. Call Mark today to find out what's best for your home. You can call toll-free at 866-332-7247. That's 866-332-7247. Or go online to healthyindoorairllc.com. And remember, a truly clean house is one you can breathe in. Don't waste another minute. Call Healthy Indoor Air, LLC right now. Call toll-free, 866-332-7247. That's 866-332-7247. Or go online to Healthy Indoor Air, LLC. The call is worth every breath. It's time for a new beginning. In 7 days, you can change your life with NovoLife. NovoLife is a three-part, seven-day quick cleanse program consisting of a detoxification and cleanse product to help your body release stored toxins, helping you with weight loss and boosting your metabolism. NovoLife is compounded with vitamins and herbs to stimulate healing. It contains vital amino acid blends to help you burn fat and increase metabolism and stimulate lean muscle growth. Plus, it's pleasant to the taste and affordable. NovoLife. Call now, 1-866-759-3746. That's 1-866-759-3746. In 7 days, you can change your life with NovoLife. Go online to NovoLife.net. That's NovoLife.net. Restore your body's natural balance. The Zero Point Global System encompasses our flagship line of wellness-enhancing products that, when used in conjunction with a healthy lifestyle, will totally transform your health and well-being. The Quantum Doctor, Dr. Lloyd H. Gomberg, Doctor of Chiropractic, will help you to experience the Zero Point Global Lifestyle. He'll help you to find out about the negative frequencies emitted from electromagnetic fields, environmental pollution, and toxicity in foods and beverages, and how they take a serious mental and physical toll on your body when your biofield is energetically out of balance. He'll also show you how the Zero Point Global Lifestyle can totally transform your health by balancing your biofield, enabling the body to heal itself and to be strong inside and out. Discover the Zero Point Global System and make a difference in your life. Contact the Quantum Doctor, Dr. Lloyd H. Gomberg, Doctor of Chiropractic, at www.zeropointhealingtools.com or call the Quantum Doctor at 561-613-5154. That's 561-613-5154. Dr. Gomberg is waiting for your call now, 561-613-5154. Have you ever heard of manipulation under anesthesia? It's not new, and it's not experimental. It's actually been practiced since the late 1930s. Manipulation under anesthesia is a non-invasive procedure for treating acute and chronic pain conditions like neck pain, back pain, joint pain, muscle spasms, and long-term pain syndromes. Are you in pain? Get the help you need without dangerous drugs or surgery. Call the offices of Dr. Joshua Rikus, board certified in family medicine, 954-753-1477. Conveniently located in Coral Springs. Most major insurance plans accepted. 954-753-1477. 954-753-1477. You are invited to get interactive with the Holistic Health Magazine show. Email your questions and comments to info@holistichealthmagazine.com. That's info@holistichealthmagazine.com. Now, back to today's show.
Hi, welcome back to the Ask Christy Show. thank you, listeners, today for calling in and having questions for me. We are going to finish up the show with a little bit more on how to end an unhealthy relationship. But I'm going to give you the call number again, just in case. We got a few more minutes if you'd like to call in. The number is 888-565-1470. And I was talking before the break about ending relationships and how we have to go through a period of complete closure, meaning not dating anyone new and not having contact with the old person. I call this period of time withdrawal. And like drugs and other substances, it is a brutal, excruciatingly painful period when one relationship ends before you get into a new relationship. Now, most of us, we don't do that. We leave one relationship and we already have our foot in the door of a new one. But in this situation, you just transfer all the problems, all the luggage from the last relationship now to the new one. So I really, really urge you to follow what I'm saying here. Withdrawal is a period of time where you become whole. It is a period of time where you get closure on what happened in the past relationship. And most importantly, it's a period of time where you take all your energy that you've been putting into this man or this woman for all those years, and you put it into yourself. Wow, what a concept. I'm asking you to do 90 days alone, thinking about no one else except you. I think you can do that. And I know that this is a difficult time. I remember my therapist told me, he's like, okay, Christy, when you go to bed tonight, I want you to think that when you wake up, all men went to Mars. They're gone. Now live your life. And I remember thinking that was brutal, okay? Why would I get out of bed? Why would I put on perfume? Why would I even take a shower? Everything in my life was about attention and relationships. I was nothing inside without that. And it was this period in my life, which actually was 9 months, which has led me to do the kind of therapy I do and has led me to write the book that I'm writing right now, that during those 9 months of being alone, I was able to go inside Christy and not only fix what was broken from my past so that I could be attracted to healthier partners in the future, but to go inside and find that all along the magic was in me. Because most of us who have unhealthy relationships came from a family where our parents didn't show us that the magic was in us. So we really believe that the magic's in everybody else. That's why we need him to call, or we need her to call. And during this time when you're in withdrawal, it's 90 days, you can go inside and find out, you know what, it's all been in you all along. You have to get to a place to where you are enough. And listen, there's a loud voice when you're in withdrawal. And I know you guys all know it, the voice that says, oh, I have to call him. And it comes screaming, usually at about 4 a.m., you wake up and you want to call, you want to call, you want to call, you want to call. I call this voice the disease. You cannot listen to the disease. I have a friend of mine who says, you know, when I'm in my own mind, I'm in a bad neighborhood. Well, during withdrawal, when you've ended a relationship and you're in between that 90-day period, you are in a bad neighborhood when you're thinking. Try to dismiss the voice that says call. Try not to act on the disease, because it will try to get you to break down. And during this time, you're going to start to find, though, that there are things that you enjoy doing that have nothing to do with the relationship. Maybe you join a cooking class. Maybe you take karate. But you start to fill yourself up from the inside, not from the outside. And I want to just say, too, here that although withdrawal is a painful time, it really, really helps if you get a support group. If you find a group, whether it's, you know, just other women you know or other men that have gone through ending a relationship, or Codependency Anonymous or Emotions Anonymous or some type of relationship group, talking to other people and having them help you get through this period is very, very beneficial. Also, it's mandatory you get an accountability partner. The accountability partner is when you're about to call her, you call that accountability partner. And what do? You tell that accountability partner, I'm going to call him, I'm going to call him. This will allow you to pause and stop and be able to look at, no, you don't want to go back to square one and start over. You know, and I'm just going to say this show has basically been on ending unhealthy relationships and getting through that really difficult period in withdrawal. But what has to take place even more than what we're talking about today is that after you do get through that place to where you are able to end your past relationship and you are through withdrawal, you need to go into some type of counseling and try to fix whatever it is that's broken that allowed you to remain in this relationship to begin with. You know, we all deserve to have healthy relationships, and we didn't get what we needed to have them. But listen, it's not too late to learn how to have a relationship that's healthy. It is not too late for anyone. So I really thank all my callers today for listening to the show. And I think we have one more caller we're going to take real quick before we end. Hi, this is Christy. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, Christy. This is Rose in Miami.
Hello, Rose. How are you?
I am actually doing very well, thank you. And I'm calling in because I wanted to kind of piggyback on a lot of the statements that you made about how difficult it is to go through withdrawal.
Okay.
And I have experienced that in numerous times in past relationships, and I've always given in. And it was so, the pain was so intense that I couldn't find a way to not call or to not do, you know, go drive by, even if it made me sound like I was 13 or, you know, 20. But it was overwhelming, the urge to call.
Absolutely.
But, you know, over time and a lot of reading and some talk therapy and being good to myself and recognizing, that the most important person is not that other person. It's having to look inside at myself. That's when, you know, the change started happening for me.
Awesome. Are you happily married?
I actually am.
It sounds like it. I like it.
First time. Yeah. Was not so happy. It was a 15-year difficult situation, and I wasn't sure how I was ever going to get out of that because of that exact same situation. I didn't want to cause myself pain, and I didn't want to cause the other person pain.
Yeah.
And it took me a long time. I say that I was married for 15 years. It took me 14 years to get out of it because I realized in the first year that it was not where I was supposed to be.
Well, you know what? You are a great example for the show today of allowing listeners to see that you can go through a dysfunctional relationship and you can be in a sick relationship and then you can end it and you can still live happily ever after in a healthy marriage. And I thank you, Rose, right, so much.
Yes, absolutely.
For calling.
And I want to say just I've heard your show before and something that you say always resonates with me, and that is the only way out is through. And it's so true. You can't go around a situation like this. You got to go through it.
And thank you so much, Rose, for calling. And
thank
I hope
you, and
that
thank
you'll
you for the show. It's great.
I hope you listen to next week's show. We're going to have a special speaker, very similar to you, telling us how they went through therapy and how they were able to then go on and have healthy relationships on their own. So I hope that all you listeners today will also join us next week. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
We'd also like to take this time to thank Healthy Indoor Air and, of course, Novo Life. You can reach Healthy Indoor Air at healthyindoorairllc.com and also, of course, novolife.net. And we'd like to, thank Christy for being here today. And if we can get some applause for Christy, that would be a beautiful thing. Beautiful. Hey, look at that. Christy, thanks for being here. We're going to be seeing and hearing from Christy next week.
The opinions expressed on the sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
Peter Bruno's long-running daily radio show, Managing Your Money, know about his original form of research analysis called psychological.